brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We live in a nation run by lawless criminals. Their criminality is becoming more and more obvious to the general public. Will we be able to avert a complete collapse of our society that makes the collapse of the Soviet Union look tame in comparison? The Ed Delane Brown standoff was averted last week, but will the feds, with the locals, come back in on them at any moment, at any time? It boils down to this. The illegal aliens are being given 5 years of total, complete tax amnesty, something no one else will be given by the private tax of the private banks via the 16th Amendment that was never ratified. Illegal aliens don't have to pay taxes, but if old people don't, then they're going to send snipers in to take them out. Well, we don't want the Browns to die, and we don't want any of the police to be killed, any of the feds to be killed, going in to do it, and we hope that cooler minds will prevail. I did see Potok of the Southern Poverty Law Center in the AP over the weekend with the ongoing standoff in New Hampshire saying that, well, if they get killed, it is going to radically expand these radical movements. You know, the people that know the Bilderberg Group existed before it was ever in the news, and the folks that got the SPP.gov documents about the North American Union, and the folks that don't want all our roads being turned over to foreign companies, or the folks that don't want to lose our Second Amendment or our property rights, those that you list, Mr. Potok, as terrorists. The people you list, Mr. Potok, as terrorists. As terrorists. But they admit, and they say, yes, we don't want the feds to go in and kill them because this could cause a revolution. And that's absolutely correct. So finally, on one issue, I agree with Mr. Potok. It is not going to help the movement for liberty and freedom if some type of armored SWAT team goes in there and one or two officers get killed. I mean, I really don't want you to die. Do you understand? I want you to have a good life. I want you to have healthy, happy children. I want you to live in a nice house. I want you to go fishing. I wish to God you'd realize we're the good guys and we've done our studying and what we're saying is true. There really is a new world order. I was thinking about it this weekend. You know, I know FBI and I know other government agents listen to this show. And I get up here and I say Halliburton and DynCorp run giant child kidnapping rings. Now, we reported that, you know, 5, 6, 7 years ago when it was in the BBC and Der Spiegel. But, I mean, now it's in the Chicago Tribune. No ifs, ands, or buts. It's admitted. And those are the type of corporations that lobby and really control our government. And, I'm asking you, do you like being part of a system that does things like that? Or do you just sit there and in your office listening right now or in your squad car, just go, oh, that guy makes that up. You better hope I'm making this stuff up. And let me give you a newsflash. You already know in your gut I'm not making this up. And you're afraid when you get home tonight to type it into Google and pull up the Chicago Tribune and the Associated Press. Because then you might have to join us and you might have to do something about this. I mean, yeah, this stuff's scary. It is scary every day to do what I do, to do what I have to do. I was up here Saturday night, and some of my employees came in who'd been bowling. They came in about midnight, and they saw us in here working, Rob and Aaron and myself. And they're like, wow, you guys really do work in the middle of the night. And we're like, yeah, we do. And because I had pulled up on the screen admitted federal documents, actually the purchase orders funding the construction of FEMA camps, in 1984, 86, 87, 90, 92, 95, 97, 2000, 2001, 2003, 2005. And I said, you see these? These are the purchase orders for the camps. And I said, you're damn right I'm up here working in the middle of the night. Because we know what's going on and we're trying to stop it. Desperately. We'll be right back.
It's
year after a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film Terror Storm is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Through the years of providing water filters to America, you've come to us and we've listened. You asked us to make the water level visible to eliminate the guesswork when refilling the water. We listened. You asked for an elevated base so the system could be used in places beside on the edge of a counter. We listened. You asked us to develop a filter that was made in the USA. We listened. You asked us to include an emergency light for camping and during power outages. We listened. After 9/11, you asked us to develop a filter that was more powerful in removing chemical agents. Again, we listened. Introducing the Berkey Light, the gravity filter requested by America, designed by Americans, and made in America.
Get the Berkey Light, the American water purifier, only $279. Call New Millennium, 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Do you know that you can go solar for under $1,200 now? Hi, this is Ken Solar. As you may have heard by now, I've been designing alternative energy packages for over a decade. The solar power generators that I produce will get you all the solar power you need for your household essentials. Your refrigerator, your freezer, lights, fans, electric blankets, TV, radio, clocks, phones, computers, and a lot more. No gas, no fumes, and they're totally silent. Each solar power generator comes complete with everything you'll need, including the solar panel, a 3,000-watt peak inverter, a step-by-step quick setup sheet, and battery backup. I reached that point in my life where I just didn't want to have to rely on everyone else anymore. You know, power companies, government. Anyway, getting yourself free from the utility grid is a lot easier than you might think. Are you ready to go solar? Give me a call now at 239-677-3073 or order them on my website at a 10% discount on kensolar.com. That's kensolar.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Matt Kazee lives on the Virginia Tech and Blacksburg, Virginia campus. He reported live for us during the shooting a few months ago. He heard the radio broadcast Thursday, made the decision to drive up there on Friday. He got there yesterday. He's trying to set up wireless internet so that the independent media can see what's really happening there. He has a lot of courage. Also, we saw that the folks from WeAreChange.org, reporting for InfoWars.com, Luke and Matt Lepasek and others were there until Saturday. We're going to get them to pop in and report. There's been a new development. The power got turned off again. Now, their phones and power got turned off last Thursday evening. They're in New Hampshire, as many of you already know, but let me just briefly recap. This is a family, a husband and wife with no criminal record. He's a successful businessman. She was a successful dentist with a very large practice. They live in a more than $2 million home on their own property. And she also had a very large dental office with other dentists working for her. Very large, successful practice. And they started asking the government to show them the law to pay the income tax. And they responded by raiding their home with a bunch of tax agents years ago and then kangaroo trials, you name it. And so they just said, that's it. We're going to go to our property. We're going to wait for you to come. We're going to defend ourselves. And then, of course, the lying local head of the federal marshal said, we have no plan to ever raid you, no plan to ever go on the property. That means you can bet it will be the opposite. We've just learned this is their M.O. They speaketh with forketh tongue, as they say. And sure enough, Thursday, a gentleman was walking the dog on the property at about 7:30 in the morning, and he walked to the end of the property out by the road, and he saw some guys with guns across the street, and he said, what are you doing turkey hunting? And they said, freeze. And he turned and ran, and they fired two shots at him. Then men popped up in front of him, and he put up his hands and said, I give up. I don't have any weapons. Somebody said, taser him. They tasered him, and then they told him, you're going to go to the media and say we didn't shoot at you, that you walked to the front gate, and that plainclothes officers were serving a seizure warrant for the dental property 10 miles away, and that we said freeze and you ran, and that we tackled you. Why would process servers tackle him? I mean, that's a lie on its face. They've now admitted they were lying. They've admitted kind of in a sideways way to the AP and the local newspapers and TV, but not completely. And then they took him and said, you're going to get 15 years in prison. Two FBI agents did. They're at the local Lebanon Police Department. If you don't go back and tell the media that you just got tackled, that FBI is involved. Then they told him how he was under surveillance. They described things he'd been doing the day before on the Brown property, namely with a 50 cal. They were out shooting at the shooting range. And it just goes on from there. And it's just really, really sad to see all of this unfolding. Now they've turned the power and the phones off again. They do have cell phones out of the facility, out of the home, which is being called a compound. Again, this is how they semantically dehumanize everything. And we now go to Ed Brown, and also we got Matt Kazee there waiting in the wings. Mr. Brown, new developments.
Yes, sir. We had a gentleman come in yesterday, wanted to come in. We allowed him to come in. He used the name of Rip. He said he was coming in from South Carolina and wanted to visit. He supported what we were doing and all the good stuff. Well, he came in yesterday around noontime sometime. And as soon as he came in, we talked for about a few minutes. I realized that he was not one of us. He was most assuredly working for the other side, so I couldn't take the conversation anymore. So I left, let some of the other guys talk with him.
But he ended up saying, let me guess, he started telling you to come out and things like that?
No. Just pretending he's a patriot. You know, talking about how he agrees with us and this sort of thing and that, that he's a good Christian and but then we realized after a few minutes of talking that he's not a good Christian. He's not even a Christian. The fact is that he's trying to say he's a white supremacist next, that he's a hillbilly from South Carolina, but he's from Ohio or he's from Virginia. But we couldn't figure out what he's trying to tell us or what he's trying to say. He was talking in riddles almost. Talking about
he was just throwing out anything to get you to trust him.
Exactly, but nothing worked because as soon as they start that, we know he's not normal. He's not normal. He more than likely he works for the federal agencies.
Let's just give the feds a little, for the federal minions, don't believe your own propaganda. 99% of us are not white supremacists like you tell everybody we are.
Yeah, right. I don't even know what that means. Good Lord. So anyway, after 4 hours, he finally left. Thank God for that. He was a pretty boy with a thick beard and stuff. Then he left, and then following this morning, all of a sudden, early this morning, around 7:30 or so, I forgot now, 8 o'clock, he calls back. And he says, hi, this is Rip. I'm down here in my jacuzzi, he says, and relaxing like that. So who cares? I just got out of my jacuzzi, too. And the Rangers, by the way, the Rangers are no good. I said, what are you talking about? I said, look, we know you're a Fed, wherever you're from. You're probably one of those guys in the ghillie suits up here at the end of the driveway last Thursday. And well, he immediately changes his attitude and complexion at that point there. He's those Rangers, he says, they're all a bunch of blah, blah, blah. I said, look, toilet paper, he says, whatever that means. I said, well, at least there's a lot of them, but they're soft. I said, but those aren't the ones you have to worry about. And he hung up.
And by Rangers, who is he talking about?
I'm a United States Constitution Ranger of the 1777, the Second Congress.
Okay, so he was like saying, you guys are wimps, I understand.
Yeah, that's exactly what he said. But see, that's probably true. So that's okay, because the Rangers are basically just an organization to keep an eye on the form of government and report back to Congress.
But now you're not trying to be a tough guy here. You're saying, go ahead and kill me, and you know.
Yeah, that's all. I mean, I'll fight. Of course I'll fight. I don't believe I could beat him or win, but I'm not going to let him intimidate me or stop me. I'm the sworn oath to protect and defend a form of government here. So anyway, he hung up on me, and he didn't want to talk anymore. And then about a minute later, they killed the power.
Oh yeah, no doubt that guy was one of their best negotiators they sent in.
Oh, good Lord,
that's the best.
You're being facetious again.
Well, let me propose something here, okay?
Yes, sir.
Because I'm not sitting here like a spectator, like a lot of people are, wanting to hear about you guys being killed and to get some war on with the corporate government we have. What I really want to do here is to get you guys to where you're not dead in a pool of blood and a couple federal marshals or FBI hostage rescue team guys or Delta Force being dead, which they probably will end up using Delta Force on you. They love to use the military and have a whole covert op like Waco and other places. They've done this. They may even use explosives on you. They may use tanks on you. God knows.
But I like all that stuff. Why would they use that against us?
but Ed, in the subsection of the amnesty bill, and we read this on air last week, we're going to read it again today, I'm going to write an article about this, they give 5 years amnesty for total taxes, any type of taxes, even constitutional taxes, to illegal aliens in the bill.
Yes,
so why can't two born and bred citizens up in New Hampshire, I mean, let's just say their tax is legitimate, which obviously it isn't.
They're not.
Why can't they give you a pardon, just to end all this, just to have it all go away? I guess they're afraid that others will hear that you can just hold up then and get out of paying the income tax. That's their perspective. But if they can give illegal aliens, I think that should be our battle cry here to try to end this. If they can give illegal aliens amnesty and a pardon, why can't they give Edmund Brown? Ed, Elaine?
Yes.
Why can't they give you amnesty if they can give you legal
aliens? No, I don't want amnesty. I don't accept anything they have to say at any point. They're a fiction. But I understand where you're coming from. Yeah, why couldn't they if they could give it for somebody else? But I don't want anything from them. We never did. We paid enough into these criminals so they can conduct their war around the world. We don't care, Alex.
Hello?
Yeah. Yes, I'm just speechless because I really like you and Elaine, and at the same time, I know it's not going to hurt the New World Order for bad things to happen to these people if they try to run in there trying to kill you. I just, my God, where do you see all this ending then, Ed? I mean, if you have to, like, go deep into your brain and your soul, and I mean, really, when, you're sitting there at 2 a.m. at night, sitting there in the easy chair, maybe 5 a.m. in the morning, whenever you're, quiet time, what do you think's going to happen?
Well, I got nothing. I don't know. Listen, something, as I said before, Alex, something wonderful is coming and fearsome. And it's not fearsome against us. Something that they had not counted on is happening right now by the hour in this country and world. And we're getting reports about it from all over the place from people, and I mean all over the world. The Freemasons are being identified right now as we speak. And anybody who aids and abets them this time will be held accountable in a court of law. This is our country, sir. I mean, if I told you, sir, I can't tell you on the phone with some of the people who have already called me here that are very well entrenched in levels of even government. Now, the other side knows this, but you guys don't know it yet, but I'll tell you sometime. And you'll see.
No, I know that there are millions of people who want a shooting war. Believe me, I understand that.
And I don't. I don't, but I want these people brought to justice, and if they won't turn themselves in voluntarily, I guess it's going to have to be done the hard way.
I just hope the average American listening knows that if all this goes down, a lot of their pretty little world is going to go away very quickly. I don't think a lot of Americans realize, as the Southern Poverty Law Center does, that this could start a revolution in this country. Ed Lane Brown, stay right there. We've got a break. I want to come back and ask you a few more questions. We're all praying for you, for a constitutional ending to this and for a peaceful ending to this, but we're just putting our brains together here today trying to figure out a way out of this. I'm Alex Jones. We're talking to Ed Lane Brown with the ongoing standoff in New Hampshire.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
Ted Anderson for Midas, June 11, 2007, gold 651.20, ounce gold coins can be purchased for $672.38, $331.80 for half, $165.90 for quarter. That's $672.38, $331.80, and $165.90. 70% of China's 1 trillion reserves are in dollar, now purchasing 250,000 barrels of oil per day from Iran in euro. Japanese refiners buy 550,000 barrels, switching dollar to yen. Bad news for U.S. currency. China and Japan hold large positions in dollar. Trading equals permanent loss. Dollar's fallen to 65% of euro. Erosion accelerates. Countries despise imperialistic policy of U.S. Loss of confidence causing more selling. GAO is warning about the debt spiraling out of control. Why attack Iran? Jerome Corsi's Iran leads attack against the U.S. dollar document spells it out. Call 800-686-2237. The value of your hard-earned money is being destroyed in a global game of chess. Call 800-686-2237 for Corsi's report today. That's 800-686-2237.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing Prudent Places USA, an interactive CD book that is your premier resource for hard-to-find information. Find out about everything from job migration to evacuation information, such as major bridges in disrepair and FEMA evacuation time studies for coastal cities. Zero in on man-made disaster zones, environmental areas of concern, and natural disaster zones. Find out everything from where to get water in an emergency to geographic income levels. Housing prices, complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., full-color photographs, 550 high-resolution full-color maps, and detailed information and analysis that you need. Order Prudent Places USA now for only $29, plus shipping, by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438 or order online at BerkeyWater.com.
Are you lacking energy on a daily basis? Do you feel tired all the time? Then it's time for you to try ACT, the healthy energy drink. ACT helps your body with a natural blend of fruit extracts, herbs, and vitamins to deliver healthy cellular energy. ACT contains no caffeine, 4 grams of sugar, and only 22 calories per serving. ACT works within minutes, lasts for hours. ACT is the healthy, feel-good energy drink. Enjoy big savings by ordering ACT wholesale from your own free website. Share your website with friends. Go to drinkact.com/BuyDirect. Join the ACT Buy Direct consumer movement for free and wholesale order your ACT energy drinks as often as you like. Go to drinkact.com/BuyDirect. Click on Join Now and become a free dealer wholesale member. That's drinkact.com/BuyDirect and click on Join Now and experience ACT, the healthy, feel-good energy drink today.
I was a highwayman. Along the coach roads I did ride, with sword and pistol by my side. Many a young maid lost her marbles to my trade. Many a soldier shed his lifeblood on my blade. The bastards hung me in the spring of 25, but I am still alive.
I was a sailor.
The illegal aliens get amnesty. Hardcore aggravated felons, child molesters. I've got the bill right in front of me. Actually says it. They get tax amnesty. But not Edna Lane Brown. No, the paramilitary is going to go in there, and they're going to kill everybody in that building. And they're going to sit up there and be heroes on the news for doing it. God help this country. God help it. I want to tell all the government people, don't you understand that you're being used, that they are literally sucking this country dry right now while you do all this? A lot of you don't care. You just want the power. You enjoy it. You say, yeah, we know the government's evil. That's why we're on the winning side. No, you're on the losing side. If you're not David Rockefeller or Lord Rothschild, if you don't literally live in armored fortresses and have overseas command bases and offshore islands and your own security details and Swiss bank accounts, you don't win. You're with us whether you like it or not, you fools. Edna Lane Brown, where is all this going? I mean, I keep saying that. How do we avert this? Because it's clear that the feds are doing probes. They are probing you. They are planning to go in there. That's obvious. There's a massive federal buildup in your town. Where do you see this going, Edna Lane Brown?
Well, I guess that's up to them, Alex. we will not deviate from our stand. But, you know, they can kill our bodies. But sooner or later, we all stand in judgment before the high judge. And these people will have to answer for what they have done. We have no qualms about what our answer will be. We know we are righteous. We have never harmed anyone. But they will going to have to stand there before the Lord and admit that they took part in murdering innocent people. So I guess it's up to God what's going to happen.
By the way, I meant to get into a bunch of other news issues today, and I had hoped this would de-escalate, but them cutting the power right after you talked to that spook really shows this could be a major sign. It is a major sign of escalation, but it could be a sign of the final escalation, God forbid. Let's get Jack McClam on right now or line him up for later. I wanted to have open phones today, get into the immigration bill, which is not dead. That is a false report by the media to have you stand down, everybody. I've got a bunch of other news here. Ed, we are praying for you. I know Matt Kaziz, who's an independent reporter, has his own 9/11 truth group. He's also reported for Infowars.com on the Virginia Tech shooting because he lives there on the campus. We've got him online. I know he's trying to set up some wireless internet cameras, but we've got reports they've been jamming those as well.
Yes, they have.
You say yes, they have?
That's correct. They have been jamming them. They're jamming all cell phones and telecommunications. Correct. So he hasn't been able to get through with it yet. He's still trying.
I
think he was able to get through to someone a few minutes ago.
Oh, yeah. Did he?
Yeah. Okay. It looks like, yeah.
I wonder why they turn the phones on and off, the power on and off. Is that just
it's psychobabble stuff. Yeah,
it's to show you they're in control.
Yeah. They're not in control of anything. They just think they are. The thing is in play, Alex. The game board is all set. It's like tennis, back and forth. They hit the ball, we hit the ball, they hit the ball, we hit the ball. Now it's in their court to do the thing. If they're going to do their dirty deed, they're going to do their dirty deed. Then, of course, then they'll come back at them. That's a matter of choice. So, hey, all I say is if they do that, these locals that don't protect us, I feel sorry for them, too. Their job is to protect us at any and all costs.
Getting back to this Fed, what was he like when he was in your place? And then on the phone, he later just called you guys wimps, chilling.
Oh, he was a jerk. I mean, he was a typical macho, high testosterone, a pretty boy, fat pretty boy.
No, he wasn't pretty. He was like a hillbilly. He's dressed like a hillbilly.
Well, a hillbilly's not like that. I mean, this guy was his hillbilly outfit, and his long johns was just too new and clean. You know, he combed his hair every 5 minutes. He was so into himself, it was unbelievable.
Well, you have to be evil.
Well, of course. I am better than you are. I am right. You are, you know, it's typical street nonsense. I've heard it for years and years, but you guys just walk away from it. Now, this one, these guys don't want to walk away, okay?
Well, one more segment, please, Edna Lane Brown. It looks like things may be escalating again. We pray that's not the case, but it is what it is, as they say. And we'll get a report from Matt Kazee, independent reporter, there inside the compound, as it's been dehumanized to be known as. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Are you concerned about the high cost of prescription drugs? Since January of 2006, RxDrugCard.com members have saved an average of $33 per prescription filled. That's over 46% savings. The average savings for generic drugs was over 71%. RxDrugCard.com is the only major discount prescription drug plan that offers a price lookup page, so you can get an idea of your discounted price before you enroll. RxDrugCard.com is for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. There are no age restrictions, all prescriptions are covered, and 95% of all pharmacies in the U.S. participate, including Walmart, Walgreens, CVS Pharmacy, and many more. With RxDrugCard.com, you will save immediately with no messy forms or paperwork. Membership fees start at only $4.50 per month and include a 30-day unconditional money-back guarantee. Visit us at www.rxdrugcard.com or call us at 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461. Do it today.
The disciples asked Jesus in Matthew 24, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, disease, and earthquakes in many places." We are living in this time of Earth's history. Many people are trying to understand the climactic world events in light of human wisdom. But without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. 2 Peter says, "We have a more sure word of prophecy, and you do well if you take heed. But first know this, that no prophecy of the Scripture is of any private interpretation." The Bible says, "We'd like you to receive this new offer, Packet B, The Unholy Alliance." These materials document the global leaders, political and religious, behind the scenes. You will receive information regarding America and prophecy, tyrants and wars, the New World Order, and much more. As always, these materials are shipped to you at no charge. Please call 1-888-211-1715. That's 1-888-211-1715. And ask for Packet B.
People who use Cartavite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartavite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartavite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. The basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartavite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well thought out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
While you were sleeping, they came and took it all away. The lanes and the meadows, the places where you used to play. It was an inside job.
John.
By the well connected, your middle protest, no merrily rejected. It was an inside job, like it always is. Chalk it up to business as usual.
I'm looking at the bill, the amnesty bill that's not dead. We pay for their immigration lawyers, so they don't have to pay their back taxes. They don't have to. They can have terrorism connections. They can be convicted, aggravated child molesters. We need to do an article about this, contrasting the illegal aliens, because they're here to bring down the wages. They're here to bring down the United States, the North American Union. Not blaming them individually. This is just how they're being used as a tool by the globalists, a literal fire hose, a strip mine, our society, just blasting us, blasting out the middle class. But then you've got a family who's there to be sucked off of, and they ask for the law, and the government says, "We're going to show you the law. We're going to show you force." Going back to Edna Lane Brown, any other points you want to make? Any other, going into this, do you think they're going to come in on you now, or you don't have any idea, or what does this mean? They've cut your power again, or, well, what has this meant in the past?
Alex, it's not good to second-guess anything. Okay, you just wait for it to come. Don't get yourself upset. Stay cool, relax. Okay, if it comes, it comes. If it doesn't, it doesn't. I'm not going to get all wired up about it. What for? I've been in the streets for too many years with these people, the people like this. You know, big deal. Hey, they bleed the same way we do. They suffer the same way we do. They have the same anguishes. They're no different than we are. They're not this big omnipotent group of people. They have families and homes just like we do.
Ed, let me say this.
We'll learn where they live.
Ed, let me say this. Obviously, they now admit they had snipers Thursday or Wednesday around the property already aiming their firearms at you.
Correct.
Are you worried about just walking around your front yard? Because I know you do that every day.
Alex, we aren't worried about anything. I'm not worried about dying, so why would anything else worry?
Well, just so you know, and I mean, you say not, you know, second guess, but I'm here trying to analyze what I think is going to happen. There's a very good chance that they may make the decision to just gun you and your wife down and anybody else outside, and then probably drag your bodies inside and set the house on fire to claim you burned yourselves up.
Impossible. But, for the record, under no circumstance would my wife and I ever commit suicide. We will kill as many of them people that attack us as possible. How's that? Is that clear enough? We'll try to stay alive as long as possible. We're about living, not about dying. We want to go back to work. She wants to go back to work. I want to go back to work. I want to be left alone. There's no crimes here. There's no criminals here. The only criminals are in those BDU uniforms, battle dress uniforms. The federal corporate structure, along with the criminal state police and the criminal local police allowing this to happen, and the sheriff's department, who keeps disappearing every time one of these things comes up.
Yeah, the sheriff's out of town at the moment, as I
understand. Again, he's out of town. Every time one of these comes up, he disappears.
Uh-oh, so that even escalates this more, that they cut your power like last week, and
of
the
course.
Sheriff's out of town. That means they might be moving in on you.
Well, again, Alex, so you keep saying that word. I don't want to even hear that stuff. Who cares? You know, I'm not interested in this stuff. That's the kind of talk that they use against us. The only people that have been talking that way are they going to come and get you. They're going to do this. They're the feds. You following?
Ed, I'm doing my best to try to warn the people about how serious the situation
very
is.
Very serious.
So we can avert it.
The people can do their best thing by flooding these people with phone calls. The marshal's office, the governor's office,
absolutely.
Sheriff Frozo's
bury
office.
Bury them with phone calls.
The Plainfield and Lebanon police offices. Call. Let them know. How many people are up in arms about
this? They're the ones responsible for this.
Yeah.
The local authorities, the governor is responsible for this.
Well, Ed, let's go back specifically. What is it that I'm saying that is what they're saying? Because I want to understand what they're saying.
Well, when you talk about they're going to come in, it's imminent and all that, it's not imminent. It's not imminent at all. I mean, they have no idea what's here. They have no idea what we've established here around the building. They would be absolutely stupid. Well, they're stupid anyway, to come into a situation like that from a military perspective.
Well, I mean, Ed, to say that it could be imminent, the last time they cut your, I mean, I'm just trying to be honest here.
Yes,
the last
absolutely.
Time they, well, I mean, let's flesh this out. The last time they cut your power, the
yep.
last time the sheriff was out of town last week, they moved in a bunch of armored vehicles,
mm-hmm.
aircraft, a whole bunch of state and federal police, and state's really federal too, chartered
sure.
by Roosevelt in 1933. Mm-hmm. All of this happened, and I mean, in a way, I have said that they will over and over again make it look like they're going to attack you until people finally kind of stand down, being conditioned by it, being acclimated, and then they will move in on you. But I'm wanting people to know that this is serious. I mean, you don't want us to say that it's serious?
Well, no, not that at all. It's just that to hear it from our perspective, to hear that over and over again, is very wearying. You follow me?
Well, let me tell you, it's weary to me. I'm on the outside of this, and I was exhausted this weekend.
I mean, we're okay here. I mean, even to the point of death, we're okay here, but they can kill us. We can't stop them about that. We can't stop them from doing that. It's impossible for us to stop anybody from killing you if they really want to kill you.
Ed, do you think I should not make a big deal out of this? You think I should?
No, but I don't want to hear it.
Okay.
You know?
So.
I don't want to hear it. That's all. I mean, I've got enough to think about here without having my friends constantly remind me of the danger of it to me.
Yeah, we know we are in danger.
We know we're in danger.
Sure.
We're in extreme danger here because these people are not normal.
We're very appreciative, Alex, of all the publicity you have given this. Believe me, it has helped so much.
Yes, it has.
Well, I mean, I'm just trying to keep you. I mean, I understand you guys are committed and you don't want to hear about what could happen. I mean, I know you live it every day. You're sick of it.
Thank you.
I mean, you know, certain things, even if it's innocuous and not something threatening like this, it happens over and over again. You know, it turns into a pet peeve. But, I mean, I was making that statement to the listeners because I think a lot of them have emailed me and they're believing the propaganda of the federal marshals and the FBI saying there was no plan to go in. You're not under surveillance. There are no snipers.
Yeah.
And we know that's bull.
That's right. Yeah, it is. It is. You're right.
I know. You're right. Yeah, she's right. You're right.
But I don't blame you for being irritated by it. I mean, I would be I'd probably be screaming and yelling if I was in your position. But just in closing, I mean, obviously, here on the Genesis Network and other networks, we'll follow what happens throughout the day and throughout the week. I pray to God nothing happens. And it probably won't come today or tomorrow or next week. It'll probably come once people are all worn out from this. But it's a catch-22. We have to cover it when it looks like it's escalating again. But if we continue to cover it, it's like crying wolf, and then it won't have a bigger response a month from now.
Sure.
Yeah.
That's okay. If everybody gets quiet again, that's okay, because it only takes a matter of a few minutes for everything to increase quickly globally. There's more than one way to skin a cat, Alex. You know that. There's more than one way for communication.
You know, you're right about that. Now, Ed, how close are your closest neighbors?
1,600 feet.
Maybe we should get their names and numbers in case they do cut off all communication, and then we'd have to wait hours.
I think they're too terrified to even cooperate with anything. I think if you call them up, they wouldn't say the feds. I'm sure I've already talked to them, but maybe not.
Maybe Larry would have the guts too.
Larry,
who knows? They've probably gone on quote an extended paid vacation. There's probably feds in there right now.
Yeah, in their house, in their home. Yeah, you don't know.
Mm.
With Waco and other events, they do take over the nearby houses.
Yeah. Well, we forgot to tell you, we had some business who wanted to rent the land, the office building down there for, and I know Don right well that wasn't true. That was more federal agents coming in. I cannot believe it. We're going to verify that this afternoon, and I'll confirm that with you next time I talk to you.
Well, how dumb do they think the public is that they're there with all this force? They had snipers in there Wednesday and Thursday. They shot at somebody. And then they tell the media, we're not going to use force. We're not going in. They're obviously about to go in, or we're thinking about it.
Sure they were. They were coming down that morning to do us in one way or the other.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
But they get caught at the end of the driveway. I heard the shots, so they knew immediately that I was alerted here. But I wasn't quite sure. Until a dog can rip it down the driveway a few seconds later, there's, oops, something's wrong. That did it. Thank God for the dog, and thank God for Danny Riley.
Mm-hmm. Even, you know, considering what he went through, poor Danny.
Yeah.
But he saved our lives. I'm convinced of that.
So am I.
Well, I'll tell you this, Matt Aziz has got a lot of courage being there, and I want to go to him in just one moment. We still have Matt Aziz, correct?
Yes.
Okay, we're going to go to Matt here in just a moment. Just in closing with Ed and Lane Brown there, literally facing the jaws of the New World Order.
I'm sorry, I don't know if you have Matt or not, do you?
Yes, we have him online.
Okay.
Ed, I was talking to the fellow running the show, sorry,
yeah. Okay.
Not you. Sometimes people think I'm talking to myself here, but I've had emails, who are you talking to on the show, and nobody answers back. they're talking to me in my headset. Any other tidbits of info, any little pieces of intel on this fella that came in that called himself Rip? I'm sure that was a joke of rest in peace, some little, you know, macabre allusion that they were throwing
of
at
course.
You thinking you're stupid. But
he was saying something later about family name being Van Winkle or something. I mean,
he was really strange.
Yeah.
They don't realize how strange they really come across to normal people.
So he was, I'm sure, real nervous of trying to put the fake happy act on it or something?
Exactly. That's exactly what he was trying to do. But I couldn't help it. But when people irritate me, I jump on him, and he was irritating me. So I was jumping on him yesterday, you know?
Was he armed?
Oh, I'm sure. You couldn't see with all his baggy clothes that he had on, trying to look like a hillbilly.
Yeah, but he came in, the first thing he said was that he noticed... the guns, and doesn't like guns.
Yeah, hillbillies usually don't talk too much, the ones I know.
Yeah, no, that's right. He couldn't shut up. He couldn't shut this guy up.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, absolutely amazing. Anything else he said? I mean, to be clear, because we're writing an article about this, he later called you back and then was, like, basically showing himself to be a Fed.
Saying, this morning, just before they killed the power.
He said, 1 minute before they killed the power, you said, now, is that a literal minute or a figurative minute? I mean, just basically a minute?
About a minute. Approximately 1 minute later, yeah, the power went up after he hung up the phone. He didn't want to talk about it because he didn't have much to say except negative stuff to try to think he's going to intimidate us or frighten us. And then, of course, after his heavy-handed phone call, about a minute later, the power went off. Ooh, well, so, of course, you have to stay on alert anyway, but that's how it goes.
So, basically, he was... I mean, I want to get this specifically down, word for word, if you can, Ed. When he started saying, you Rangers are nothing, the Constitutional Rangers, as you, the group you're part of, or I mean, what's your, the mantle you've basically taken on, the identity, and I understand that. He was saying, you guys are nothing, you're wimps, or what? I mean, was he threatening you? What was he saying?
Yeah. Basically, that's what he was saying. He said, you the Rangers are nothing. They're like little wimps. They're like toilet paper. I said, yeah, well, Rangers are all soft. I said, but it's not the Rangers you have to worry about. And then he hung up the phone.
Well, we know when they're out front, they're covering their faces, and they are rightfully concerned. I mean, believe me, gentlemen, I'll tell you this. I don't see you as toilet paper. I see you as misguided people who aren't part of the real warrior class.
No, you misunderstood. He said that the Rangers, my guys, are toilet paper.
No, I understand that. I'm saying to them that I see them as poor, destroyed human beings.
Oh, yeah.
Who at the end of their lives are going to be very, very ashamed of themselves.
Mm-hmm.
And I just wish they'd come over and join us. I just really, because it will not hurt the New World Order. I mean, they're calling you toilet paper. I hope they know that David Rockefeller and Henry Kissinger have made public statements about how the police and military are animals. And that they use you,
mm-hmm.
And they think nothing of you and your families. I just can't believe these men.
Out of respect to some of them, I was contacted this morning by some of them, and they clearly identified themselves and their position as being with us. Okay?
So you've had other feds calling
yes.
you?
No. But law enforcement, yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, let me just say, this is not going to be good, and I hope these federal idiots know they're being used by the feds. I hope they know they're being used as a pawn.
They know.
And if they take you, I hope they know that that's for a larger setup to try to put the country in checkmate.
Exactly. That's what this is all about, isn't it, Alex? The whole country, not just Ed and Elaine. The heck with us. We're nothing.
Well, let's just say this. There's a very good chance. It's like dancing around in a fireworks factory with a torch. With sparks flying off, it definitely could trigger something. It's a very good chance, so let's just put it that way. And so that's why I'm taking this very serious, and I'm not trying to sit up here and be macho. You guys certainly have incredible courage. We know you're not being macho. It's the feds being macho, and it's also some of the patriots in this country I've heard on talk radio acting macho, and that's not how we need to behave running around in a fireworks factory with a huge torch.
That's exactly right.
And... I love my family, and I love this country, and I just want to beat the New World Order, and I want to continue our peaceful info war that is being extremely effective right now, and I don't want this country to be brought down. Ed and Elaine Brown, we will try to stay in contact with you. You know the network call-in number. If we're unable to get in touch with you, you've got the back hotline number. If you can get if any of your cell phones are working, so you do have our network number?
Uh-huh.
Yes.
With the special extension?
Looking right now,
no. Yeah. Please don't give it out on air. Folks will start using it. I'm going to put you on hold and let John Harmon give you that number just in case to double check. And I'll be praying for you again tonight.
Thank you, Alex.
Thank you, Alex.
Thank you, Ed and Elaine Brown. Great Americans. And, I mean, they're standing up. They've got courage. They've got guts. And they're in the right. But I... don't know what this is going to turn into. This could turn into something really, really bad. And I just hope that the feds there walk away. It's going to put them in danger. I know they don't care about Ed and Elaine Brown, but it is going to put you in danger. And what for? I mean, why didn't you put yourselves in danger at Virginia Tech when the feds ordered the local police to stand down for over 2 hours, and then they got there for an hour and a half before they went in. The shooting started at 7 in the morning. They didn't go in until past 11, Central. These are Central times, I guess. 8 in the morning, that was 7 in the morning, and it went till about 10:15 in the morning, Eastern. So that'd be 8:15 to 11:15 Central. You know, you stood behind trees, you sat there and cowered. I mean, I'm not even a tough guy. But if some scumbag had a little girl kidnapped and had already shot some people or something, was down the street and the cops were standing around, I wouldn't rush in and save her because I know the cops would shoot me in the back because, oh, my God, somebody with a gun's going in. We can't allow that. And it's the coward's move to shoot somebody in the back. It wouldn't be like Austin, Texas back in the 60s when that nut was up on the building and citizens went in with the police. But if the police were standing down and I had a chance, I mean, I would... I'm drawn towards things like that because I'm got my head screwed on straight. I mean, men are designed to want to go in against scum. But no, you don't go in against somebody killing college students, but you will go in against an old man and old woman. And I mean, something's wrong with you. You got some screw loose.
Year after a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film Terror Storm is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Now you can bring Berkey purification power anywhere with the Sport Berkey filtration bottle. Ideal for sporting games, camping or boating, or Sport Berkey is small enough to store in your glove box, so it's ideal backup for unexpected emergencies like blackouts, floods, or earthquakes. It's simply the best personal water filtration system available. So effective you can drink raw, untreated water from lakes, rivers, and streams. Unlike other sport bottles, the Sport Berkey's patented filter formulation is so powerful it removes cysts, parasites, harmful bacteria, and chemicals like herbicides and pesticides. It even reduces radon-222, lead, and other heavy metals. This lightweight, rugged 22-ounce filter is small enough to go everywhere, so take one to work and keep another in your glove box for emergencies. Get the Berkey Sport for only $39. Get two for $70 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Order your Berkey Sport today. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Hello, friends. Alex Jones here. I want you to imagine waking up one morning to find out you've been burglarized. An intruder has taken your personal possessions, credit card numbers, social security cards, banking information, and more, all in the hands of a total stranger. What's worse is you realize he got it through your front door because you left it unlocked. Every time you walk away from your computer, leaving your internet connection on, you are virtually inviting hackers, criminals, and Big Brother to access your personal information. Put a stop to this right now with the Net7 Network Security Switch from Net7 Technologies. Turn your internet on and off with one simple switch. There's no software to load, and it's so easy to install. Right now, you can order your Net7 Security Switch from Net7 Technologies for only $39.95. For a limited time, receive free shipping with your order. Visit net7tech.com. That's net, the number 7, tech.com, and start protecting yourself today.
get him back to Z. We'll have him with us till about 5 minutes after in the next hour. Continual reports throughout the day. Jack McClam's coming up in about 30 minutes. I got a bunch of international and national news that must be covered. And I am going to have open phones, too, in the next hour. I meant to do that for all 3 hours a day, but they've cut the power off again and got people coming in on the property, and it's just I just wish the globalists would stop pushing, but they're not going to, ladies and gentlemen. And make no mistake, if they had the American people's guns, we would look like Nazi Germany right now. That's how far this tyranny will go, is how far the police and military go along with it. Don't be like the German military and police. Don't wait until it's too late. Don't wait until our country's destroyed. Don't wait until they bite off more than you can chew, like Iraq, what's happening right now. I mean, you think the Iraqis, who can't even shoot straight on average, you know, have no military training, they don't have rifles put in their hands when they're 5 years old, like a lot of Americans did? I mean, you have any idea what a revolution is going to look like for you? I've seen the federal war plans, the battle documents. I've talked to top generals who are retired. They plan on a whole bunch of you getting wiped out in the first round. All right, I'm already getting off into that. I've just got some. I just can't believe it. And I just do not want this to happen. The feds are completely insane. I mean, down at the low levels, you guys have no idea what you're part of or how big this is. How big any of this is. I hope you're starting to get an inkling. It made me really feel good when I saw Potok from the Southern Poverty Law Center going, they need to back off, they need to stop, they don't need to do this, because he knows. He knows that it's the beginning of the end of you guys. Fools. Fools. Folks, if you haven't gotten storable foods, now is the time. With the economy and martial law and revolution. Plus, I mean, I was buying storable food 7, 8, 9 years ago. I guess 8 years ago I first started buying some. And eFoods Direct, I got a year's supply from them. It's the best quality storable food I've ever gotten. That's because they're the oldest and most established, ongoing, continually operating company in the nation. Steve Shank has got the highest standards. Give him a call, 1-800-409-5633. 1-800-409-5633. Call, get a free catalog, talk to Steve Shank. Get a month supply, get a year supply, get a 3 year supply. It's very inexpensive, and it's organic. It doesn't have cheap fillers in it. It's the highest quality. This is what my family has. You need it. 1-800-409-5633. And in 4 or 5 years, it lasts for 10 years, but 4 or 5 years, give it to the food bank and buy more. That's what I do. And it's just, or eat it. You know, take some of it with you on camping trips. It's great. 1-800-409-5633. By the way, I know a lot of police departments have MREs for what's coming. I know you've been buying them. You shouldn't, the police departments, you should have this type of stuff. Good quality foods. MREs, as you know, are complete junk, filled with MSG to make it taste okay. You want real stuff, not garbage. You ought to give him a call. He sells a lot to police. 1-800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com, eFoodsDirect.com, eFoodsDirect.com. It's up on PrisonPlanet.com, a big fat link to eFoodsDirect.com. And I haven't really plugged my videos. I didn't plug them Thursday or Friday. And frankly, we don't have any money coming in here, but c'est la vie. If you want to support us and make sure the show continues, go to InfoWars.com and get America Freedom to Fascism, Loose Change Second Edition, 9/11 Mysteries, Demolitions, and all the other books and videos we carry at InfoWars.com or 888-253-3139. Mac Aziz in 1 minute.
If you would like a copy of this show, come to GCNLive.com and reserve it today. Or call toll-free 877-300-7645.